I'm just saying.
Take me out to the ball game.
In God we trust.
No.
Everybody else pay cash.
Take me out to the crowd.
Right-hander is set. Pitch. That one's going to be right down Broadway. Now we'll run deuces on the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
And if they don't win, it's a shame. Cause there's a one, two, a three strikes to out at your ball game.
Yeah. What's that way all the time? I mean, it's not like kids are getting younger or anything like that. Somebody's got to be doing good because some of us are doing bad. You know, it's just a matter of putting things together. And there's a lot of ball games left. Trying to stay in a positive light and focus on the improvement every day.
When it comes to outs, they don't care about the radar gun. They don't care about how much your breaking ball breaks. Outs are outs. And, you know, he's really figured out, like I said, how to get outs and how to pitch. He does a great job of it.
It's totally different. I mean, you get in a game situation, the momentum, the adrenaline, everything, it changes a little bit. Inter-squads get kind of old after a while, and you play 12 things inter-squad, everybody kind of starts focusing on other things. But I like playing games rather than inter-squad. That's the difference of big leaguers. They play games to get ready. I mean, that just makes kids better about playing live games.
Trace Amigos Chinese Buffet Restaurant.
It's nice to know you burped Webster.
Yeah! To the ball game. Take me out to the ground.
Rounding third is Ray. Here's the throw. And a high hopper over the third baseman. Vega the shortstop. What a play by Vega. And he nips the speedy right at the back at first base. Oh my.
Good in the roof for the home team. Any day, don't win, is a shame.
Now, whoever takes two out of three is going to win the conference and get that number one seed. And that's what Region 14 is all about, is stiff competition, great baseball, and you know, knowing that you're in it and going into the last weekend before the regional tournament, 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away from achieving something big.
This is a special sports presentation of the award-winning Texas Sports Radio Network, the leader in sports broadcasting.
Tonight's broadcast is under the direction and is copywritten by the Texas Sports Radio Network. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, use of sound bites and interviews, any illegal theft of signal or attachment of use of the audio and video streams and all associated files, and any and all other use of the accounts of this broadcast, both audio and video, without the direct written consent and permission by the Texas Sports Radio Network is strictly prohibited and protected by federal law and copyright laws. All rights are reserved by the Texas Sports Radio Network and TSRNSports.com.
is a legendary Texas Sports Radio Network, the leader in sports broadcasting and the number one sports network in Houston and in Texas. Now celebrating 27 years of broadcast excellence. TSRN, your award-winning network, presents Region 14 JUCO Athletics.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Mainly Sandwiches. Franchises are now available. Call 713-942-2150. Don McGill Toyota of Katy. Who will? Don McGill will. Rudy's Barbecue, Country Store and Barbecue, next in line. Octane Energy Drink, the ultimate all-in-one energy drink mix. The United States Marine Corps, the few, the proud, the Marines. Joe Myers Toyota, where smart buyers shop Joe Myers. Earl Campbell Sausage, a true Texas legend, takes him home tonight. Westside Chevrolet, a smart way to buy. Is it Westside Chevy? Domino's Pizza. Oh, yes, we did. Altex Electronics, what you need when you need it. Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitters since 1956. TSRN Social Networks, tweet, text, and Facebook, and get TSRN notifications. Associated Credit Union of Texas. Saving, checking, loans, we've got that. Red Haas Nissan on 249. We've got it all in Tomball. Economic Alliance of the Houston-Port Region. Setting economies in motion. TSRN on the go. Download TSRN smartphone app and take TSRN everywhere you are. On the go. And by the Texas Sports Network and its affiliated companies. TSN, TSRN, TSRN The Deuce, The Premium Channel, and TSRN TV. We didn't invent sports broadcasting. We make it better. Now, here's TSRN's Christopher Tiller.
Field here at Alvin, Texas, on the campus of Alvin College. Game set for a doubleheader here between Angelina and Alvin. 2 7-inning games for you. Angelina coming into this weekend 0-4, lost 4 games to McLennan last weekend. Alvin coming in with a record of 2-1, won their first 2 games, and then they lost their last game. They split with Temple last Saturday, and then they beat Brookhaven to open up the season last Friday. As Angelina, the visiting team, they will come to the plate first. Take a look at their starting lineup leading off for the Roadrunners. It's going to be the center fielder, number 9, Evian Benjamin, batting second and catching. Number 4, Tucker Redden, batting third. Be the right fielder, number 10, Alec Paz, batting fourth in left field. Number 14, Jacob Finke, batting fifth and playing third, will be number 15, Max Jacoby, batting sixth. The DH will be number 12, Chris Booth, batting seventh. At first, number 25, Blake Lazarine. Batting 8th, the shortstop, number 7, Nathan Miranda. And batting 9th will be the second baseman, number 2, Antonio Lima. The Roadrunners of Angelina, managed by Jeff Liven. Top 3 in your Angelina lineup here in Game 1 is Benjamin, Redden, Paz. Middle 3, Finke, Jacoby, Booth. Bottom 3, Lazarine, Miranda, and Lima. As the first pitch of the ball game is called a strike, and we are officially underway here at 11:57, 3 minutes ahead of schedule. Another cool day here in the Houston area. Temperatures hovering in the mid-50s as this ball is lifted to center field. Alexander, the center fielder, back a few steps. Has plenty of room, and he makes a catch for out number 1. Take a look at your defense here for Alvin in game 1. Got Willems behind the plate. Marino is at third. Ward is at short. Correa at second. Almaguer at first in the outfield. Cannell's in left. Alexander's in center. And Benavidez is in right. And getting the start here for Alvin will be number 33, Cameron Krimmers, as he misses. First start of the season for Krimmers. Sophomore left-hander, 6'6", 225 out of Beeville, Texas. 1-0 is fouled off. We're out the mitt of the catcher, Willems. Not much of a breeze blowing at the moment. As Crimmers is ready for the 1-1, here it is, and that's line foul. Cloudy, overcast day. Should stay that way for both games. No chance of rain. The 1-2 now from Crimmers. Breaking ball comes inside. This is Tucker Redden at the plate. Sophomore, 6'1", 185-pounder out of Rockport. Also a transfer from Ranger Junior College. Willems setting up inside the 2-2. Is hit to the shortstop. Ward over a few steps to his right. Has it. Low throw and unable to dig it out is Al McGeer. And Redden reaches first. E6 on the low throw from Ward. And here comes Alec Paz. Freshman. 6'2", 180 out of Dallas, Plano West High School. Not a big lead for Redden at first, but Crimmers will still throw one over there. Crimmers coming set. And again, we'll throw over to first base. Crimmer set. Now the first pitch to pause, and that's going to miss the inside corner. Second weekend of the 2017 junior college baseball season. Got the big tournament of champions coming up next weekend. The 1-0 is fouled off. Alvin will be a part of that tournament. Gets underway on Friday and it's going to go through all the way through Sunday. So three straight days of what should be outstanding baseball. On one, instead, Crimmers again will toss one over to first.
Hang on that pit! Make sure you get back quick, Tucker.
There you go, Cam. Get your drum ball, baby.
Pause, bats from the right side of the plate, close stance. Now the 1-1, swing and a miss. Looks like a change up there from Crimmers. Crimmers looking in, coming set. And now they got Redden picked off. Crimmers throws to Almaguer at first, but his throw to second is low, and the shortstop Ward can't field it cleanly. And Redden makes it to second. So the second error here in the inning by Alvin, that will be an E3. Takes away the possibility of a ground ball double play to end the inning, and Redden is now in scoring position. Counts 1-2 here to pause. As Crimmers turns and looks Redden back to second. Now the 1-2, and that sails up and away. Jacob Finke is on deck, just underway here, first of two games.
That's a great job.
Win it, kid. Win it.
On time, good ride, too. Let's go, Keith.
We're awaiting the 2-2. Here it is. That comes inside. That's blocked by Willems. But taking off the third and making it safely is Red. Very close play at third. Even Marino, the third baseman, had a few words with the umpire. He thought he got him. Aggressive base running there by Red. Ball was out in front of Willems. Carried a couple feet away from him. So now Redden just 90 feet away. Middle infield Ward and Correa, they're going to play back. They'll concede the run. Al McGeer is in a step or two at first. Same with Marino at third. Counts 3-2 as Krimmers kicks and fires. Ground ball to third. Holding at third as Marino bobbles it momentarily, and now he's not going to have a play. Marino tried to field it on the short hop. Took a high hop on him. He knocked it down. And now you got runners at the corners here for the Roadrunners. So that's the third error now by Alvin, E5. Here's Jacob Finke, sophomore, 6'2", 180 out of Pearland, Texas. First pitch drifts outside for ball one. Marino is even with the bag at third. Al McGeer is holding on pause at first. Ward and Correa up the middle playing back. Krimmer's looking for a ground ball as he brings a 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good action on that pitch there from Krimmer's. Runners take their leads. The 1-1 splits the plate in half, and it's 1-2. Said Krimmers was looking for a ground ball. He wouldn't take a. He wouldn't mind taking a strikeout in this situation as well. As Krimmers will throw over to first. Krimmer set. Again, he's going to throw over to first. Long pause. Now Krimmer brings the 1-2. Curveball, check swing in the dirt, taking off the second base and making it without a throw is pause. Finke able to hold up on that check swing. Score that is a wild pitch. And Ward and Correa will play back up the middle. And now Al McGeer and Marino come in a few steps at the corners. A 2-2 is a wave and a miss by Finke as Krimmers gets a strikeout. And there's the second out of the inning. And for Angelina, it's going to be up to Max Jacoby, the freshman, 5'10", 166 out of Austin.
Ain't nobody better, Max. Let's go.
And the full windup, Krimmers just misses with his first pitch. with two outs now. Moreno and Almaguer at the corners are playing back behind the bags. Let's go, Meg. 1-0 is high. Chris Booth, the designated hitter, would be next for Angelina.
What
do you say?
Get your pitch.
2-0. Popped up foul and out of play. Krimmers delivers a 2-1. That's line, but right to the shortstop Ward, who makes the catch as he moved to his right. And Krimmers is able to work around three errors in the inning as Angelina strands two. No runs, no hits. Two men left for the Roadrunners. We played a half inning here at Alvin. It's Angelina nothing, Alvin coming to bat.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
1, 2. I'm in love with a man named Rudy. I'm okay with that. He knows exactly what I want. He keeps me coming back. He cooks breakfast, lunch, and dinner for me. Does the dishes too. I'm in love with a man named Rudy, last name Barbecue. It sure is easy to fall in love with Rudy's tasty oak smoked barbecue.
Next in line.
We are at the bottom of the first. Take a look at your starting lineup here for the Dolphins of Alvin. Leading off will be the second baseman, number 5, Juan Correa, batting second in right field, number 13, Ryan Benavidez. Batting third in left field, number 9, Sean Cannell. Batting fourth at first base, number 28, Ruben Almaguer. Batting fifth in center field, number 19, Troy Alexander. Batting sixth at third, number 20, Matthew Moreno. Batting seventh, the DH, number 17, Tyler Smith. Batting eighth and catching, number 18, Zane Willems. Batting ninth will be the shortstop, number 2, Jermaine Ward. Alvin, coached by Jason Schreiber, your top three. And your Alvin lineup is Correa, Benavidez, Cannell, middle three, Almaguer, Alexander, Moreno, bottom three, Smith, Willems, and Ward. Defense here for Angelina. Redden behind the plate, Jacoby at third, Miranda at short, Lima at second, Lazarine at first in the outfield, Finke in left, Benjamin in center field, and Paz is in right field. And getting a start here for Angelina is number 32, Bailey Holstein. Holstein's a right-hander as he's ready to begin his day as this one is laced down the third base line. Fair ball. Oh, no, foul ball off the bat of Correa. Very close as Correa just missed extra bases. Holstein's a sophomore, 6'2", 225 out of Denham Springs, Louisiana. Now ready for the 0-1. Here it is. And Holstein finds a strike zone. He's up ahead on Correa now 0-2. Correa, the freshman, 5'11", 175 out of Puerto Rico. The 0-2 is looped over second. That's going to fall in for a base hit. And Correa is on with a two-strike hit. And here comes Ryan Benavidez, sophomore, 6 foot, 205 out of Corpus Christi, Texas.
Trying to take my life away.
First pitch hits the outside corner. Benavidez wide open center from the left side of the play. Close play at first, but Correa gets back in safely. He was leaning towards second, and a quick move by Holstein almost got him.
Hey, let's go, 1-3, let's go.
Yeah.
Hey, roll the ground ball, get 2 feet.
Let's go.
Now the 0-1. A little bit off the plate. Not a big lead for Correa at first, not going 1-1. It's fouled out of play. Big hole on the right side of the infield here for the left-hander Benavidez with Lazarine holding on Correa. Holstein set and we'll throw over to first. Holstein ready. Now he's going to bring the 1-2. Breaking ball hit into right field. That's going to drop in front of Paz. Back-to-back singles here by Alvin. And now they've got runners at first and second. Nobody out for Sean Cannell.
Let's go, Cannell. Let's go, John.
2 feet.
Cannell, a sophomore, 5'10", 175 out of Honolulu, Hawaii. He takes a big cut, comes up empty for strike one. Cannell bats from the right side of the plate. As Holstein looks in, takes a peek at Correa at second. Brings the 0-1 now showing bunt as Cannell pops it up right back to Holstein on the mound. Runner is able to get back on out number one. Ruben Almaguer, sophomore, 5'11", 195 out of Deer Park, Texas. Good looking breaking ball from Holstein into the strike zone, 0-1. Long pause here by Holstein. Now he's going to bring the next pitch, which is high.
It's big.
One and one's your count here to Almaguer. Alvin threatening. Runners first and second, one out.
Can't see Ribbit. Come on out.
1-1. breaking ball. A little check swing, roll out in front of home plate. Could be a tough play. Redden does a nice play from behind the plate as he barehands it, fires over to first to get Almaguer. Correa goes to third. Benavidez goes to second on out number two. So for Alvin, it's going to be up to Troy Alexander, sophomore out of Missouri City, Texas, transferred from Cisco Junior College, 6'4", 217 pounds, bats from the left side of the plate. First pitch, just misses for ball one.
That's a great spin.
Let's go.
Go find a way, kid, right here. Go.
Go, TJ.
There you go,
TJ.
There you go, TJ. Get a rip, kid. Get a
rip. 1-0. Yeah. Off the. Oh, no. It's called a strike. Home plate umpire giving the wide strike there to Holstein. Counts 1-1.
Come on, TJ, right here. Let's go, Troy.
Find your way, rip, kid. Find your way, babe.
Next pitch, fouled out of play. Now it's 1-2.
Let's go
Holstein trying to get out of this first inning jam. He's one strike away. He brings the 1-2 breaking ball. Tap foul at the first baseline. Count holds here at 1-2.
Let's go. We got to win that bat.
Win the battle, babe.
Win it right here, kid.
I'm not with that.
Hey, we're going to work 1-2, guys.
Come on out. Let's go,
T-Drive. Let's go, T-Drive. I'm not.
Battle
up,
kid. Win it,
battle.
Win it right here. Two ducks.
Holstein kicks and fires. This is loop foul over the third base line. Jacoby and Finke giving chase, and neither of them will be able to catch up with it. Count still is 1-2 here to Alexander. Correa, your runner at third. Benavidez, your runner at second.
Fight, kid, fight.
1-2. Off the plate. Close pitch, but Alexander does not offer at it. Count now 2-2. Deuces on the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two men on. Now the 2-2 is looped over short. That's going to fall in for a base hit. Correa scores. Benavidez is right behind him. He's going to score easily. And that's a two-out, two-run single for Alexander, and it's 2-0 Alvin. Clutch hit by Alexander, and here's Matthew Marino. Sophomore, 5'10", 190 is Marino, out of Corpus Christi, Texas. First pitch is popped up out territory. I think this should stay in as Lazarine, the first baseman, is over. And he will make the catch on out number three. However, Alvin will get two runs on three hits. Singles by Correa, Benavidez. Then with two outs, the two-run single by Alexander scoring Correa. and Benavidez. We'll go to the second inning, 2-0, Alvin.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
Toyotathon is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
We go to the second. Due up here for Angelina, Chris Booth, Blake Lazarine, and Nathan Miranda. 6-7-8 hitters in the road runner lineup. Booth, freshman, 6 foot, 205 pounds out of Livingston. First pitch from Krimmers is up and away, ball one. Handful of scouts out here to see the start by Krimmers. Big sophomore left-hander as he's ready to bring the 1-0, and he misses again up and away. Fastball from Krimmer sits in the low 90s. As a 2-0. It's high for ball three. Low. That's a four-pitch walk to Booth. And here's Blake Lazarine. Freshman, 6'2", 230. Out of Lufkin.
Hang on, Lufkin!
First pitch. It's called a strike. The 0-1. And that comes inside and it hits Lazarine in the arm. And Angelina has got runners first and second. Nobody out for Nathan Miranda. Sophomore, 5'10", 175 out of San Antonio. Fourth base runner now for Angelina, but they're still looking for their first hit. Had a couple errors in the first inning now. Here in the second, a walk and a hit by pitch. Alvin expecting a bunt here by Miranda. Al McGarrett Marino are in on the grass at the corners. Showing bunt is Miranda. And he lays it up the third baseline, but that'll trickle foul. Assuming Miranda's going to square around again, and he is. And he pulls it back, takes the ball, throw down to second, close play, but diving back in safe is Booth. Nice snap throw by Willems from behind the plate.
Go,
1-1 as Miranda squares around, and he puts it down in front of home plate. Williams fields it. His only play will be at first base as Miranda gets the sack bunt down. Booth goes to third. Lazarin goes to second. So here comes the ninth place hitter in the lineup, Antonio Lima, sophomore, 5'9", 160 out of Grapevine. In a full windup, Crimmers misses up and away, ball one.
Got
1-0. Ground ball pass to diving Almaguerre in the right field. Booth scores. Lazarine being waved home. The throw to the plate is going to be in time. As out at home plate is Lazarine. One hop throw from Benavidez out right. Willems juggled it for a second or two. Throw beat Lazarine by about 3 seconds. As Willems, once he gathered it, was able to apply the tag. That goes down as a single for Lima, RBI. Lazarine is out number two. As the lineup turns over, Evian Benjamin, the leadoff man, is at the plate. He flied out to center field first time up. Crimmers misses outside for ball one. Crimmers will check on Lima at first.
Give him the 1-2 and game.
Long pause by Crimmers. Now he delivers a 1-0. This is inside. Hitters count here for Benjamin as Crimmers delivers. That's fouled right back to the screen. Big cut by Benjamin. Pretty big lead for Lima at first as Crimmers sees it, throws over to first. Crimmers has got Lima picked off, throws to Almaguerre at first. Almaguerre throws a strike to Ward as Ward will apply the tag of Lima as he is picked off. 1-3-6 on the pickoff. That ends the second inning for the Roadrunners. However, they get a run on one hit. You see it a lot. Leadoff walk comes around to score for the Roadrunners as Booth scores on the RBI single by Antonio Lima. We'll go to the bottom of the second. 2-1 now, Alvin.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball. The two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit Gridiron Heroes.
Bottom of the lineup coming up here for Alvin. Tyler Smith will lead off. Zane Willems and Jermaine Ward will follow. As Smith takes a fastball in there for a strike. Smith, sophomore, 5'10", 190 out of Deer Park. The 0-1 fouled out of play, and it's 0-2.
Hey, battle up, Nesco. Battle up all the way back.
I believe this is the first at-bat for Smith on the season. He did not play last weekend.
0-2, gentlemen. 0-2. Battle up, kid. Recognize, baby. See Rip, kid.
The 0-2 off the plate.
It's big. Atta boy.
One, two. And it's poked into the screen. Very defensive swing by Smith as he also lost his bat in the process. Smith tightens up his batting gloves as he approaches the box again. Count still 1-2. One, two is fouled off. Holstein's in his windup and he misses just a tad low. Two. Another pretty close pitch, called ball three, and so Smith has worked it full. Center field, that'll drop in for a base hit. Hit number four for Alvin.
Keep it going.
Zane Willems. Sophomore 5'10", 195 out of Aledo, Texas. First pitch, breaking balls low. Other action in Region 14, Blinn and Frank Phillips are underway. They're playing two games. Blinn lost their first game last night, 9-7 to Temple. The 1-0. Is lifted in the air to left center. Benjamin back, near on the warning track, looking up, leaping up, and he can't get it. Boy, that ball carried out of here in the left center as Willems hits a two-run home run. It's 4-1, Alvin. There's Jermaine Ward, the ninth place hitter. Bounce right back to the screen for strike one. Alstein misses with his next pitch. Ward swings and misses at his next pitch. Count goes to 1-2. One, two pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss by Ward. First strikeout for Holstein. That's the first out here in the bottom of the second. Here's Juan Correa, breaking ball, low and inside. Correa singled and scored in the first. Here you go, JC. 1-0 is popped up in the center field. Benjamin over to his left and makes the catch for out number two. Here's Ryan Benavidez. He singled and scored. Takes a strike. The 0-1 catches a lower portion of the strike zone, and Holstein up on Benavidez 0-2. The 0-2, up and away.
Battle up, kid. Win it, kid.
1-2 is low. Two coming here to Benavidez. Here it is. That's fouled in the screen. 2-2 again to Benavidez on its way. That's low and outside, and Benavidez has now worked it full. Benavidez, where to get on? You got Sean Cannell on deck. Three, two. It's hit to left. Finke back, but he don't have room as he makes a catch. On out number three. However, Alvin puts up another two spot on the board. Leadoff single by Smith. Two-run home run. The left center by Zane Willems. We'll go to the third. Now 4-1, Alvin.
Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
At Don McGill Toyota of Katy, we want to be your first choice for all your Toyota needs. From sales to service, we will treat you like you deserve to be treated. With great deals being made every day, we are just a short drive from anywhere. So, whether you are in Cinco Ranch, Kane Island, Seven Meadows, or anywhere near Katy, give us a chance to earn your business. Find us online at toyotaofkaty.com, and remember,
if it's a deal, you chase an exit I-10 in Mason to Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On the Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
We go to the third inning now. Krimmers has a three-run lead. Angelina's got some work to do here in game one at the top of the lineup. This due up here for the Roadrunners. Evian Benjamin, Tucker Redden, and Alec Paz. Benjamin fouls off the first pitch into the screen for strike one. So far through two innings for Krimmers, one hit, one run, one walk, one strikeout. The 0-1 is low. One. Change up is low. 2-1.
Come on.
Get it. It's the rock.
Next pitch is line to center. Coming in is Alexander, and he makes the catch. That ball held up. Hard hit ball by Benjamin. He hit it too hard. As Alexander is able to come in and make the catch on the run for out number one. So here's Tucker Redden. He reached on error first time up. First pitch to Redden, misses for ball one. One oh. There's a strike. Next pitch misses, 2-1. Krimmers hits the strike zone, 2-2.
Keep.
2-2. Is a chopper to third. Coming in a step as Moreno has it. Throws across the diamond. Low throw. It gets by Almaguer. Redden heading for second. And he'll hold there. It was backed up by Willems, the catcher. As Redden reaches again on an error. This time will be an E5. Fourth error in the game for Alvin. Now here's Alec Paz. He reached on error first time up. As Kremers misses outside for ball one. On its way. Just a tad high for ball two. Hits the inside corner. On its way. That's going to hit the upper portion of the strike zone. It's now 2-2. Redden takes his lead off second. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Change up by Kremers had Paws out in front. Second strikeout for Kremers. And here comes Jacob Finke. First pitch coming to Finke. That drifts outside for ball one. Up near home plate, Willems basically right at the plate. Now he's going to be called off by Moreno, the third baseman, and it hit. And well, the umpire saying it hit right on the line, so it's a fair ball. So it drops in for a single. Jason Schreiber, head coach of Alvin, out. Had a few words with home plate umpire. So in essence, a pop-up single by Finke. Redden goes to third. So Angelina still alive here in the third inning for Max Jacoby. First pitch misses outside for ball one. It's hit pretty well to left. Cannell back on the warning track, and Cannell can't get it. Goes off the wall. Redden scores. Finke being waved home. As Cannell having trouble getting up, Alexander fires it in. And going to third is Jacoby. Now they have to go out and check on Cannell. Ran into the wall. Cannell is now up. Two runs score on the play. It's now 4-3 in favor of Alvin. Counted as a two-run triple. Everybody's out checking on Cannell. He's walking out on his own, but it looks like he's going to be coming out of the ball game. Cannell went shoulder first into the wall as he's walking back holding his shoulder. Looks like that's Trey Alball coming out now and playing left.
15 and 3 hole.
So Alball comes in, sophomore, 5'8", 185 out of Tomball. So ready to go back to live action here. Chris Booth is in the box. He walked and scored. Breaking ball comes inside. These two runs unearned on Crimmers. Change up, swing and a miss by Booth. One. Fastball hits the outside corner. In the full windup, Crimmers. Misses inside. Well, it actually got a piece of Booth. Either got him in the lower leg or got him in the foot. As Booth is on for the second straight time. Second hit batter by Crimmers. We have a pinch hitter here for Angelina, for Lazarine. This is number 28, Garrett Kochekian, freshman, 6'2", 205, out of Shreveport, Louisiana. So runners at the corners here for Angelina. Tying run is at third. First pitch to Kochekian. Upstairs, ball one. Crimmers delivers, misses inside.
Check right here, kid.
Runners take their leads. Scrimmers delivers. This is outside. Now 3-0. Nathan Miranda is on deck. Checking takes all the way and he takes a strike. He thought that was ball four as he tossed his bat. Go check in back and all, bat and all is back in the box. 3-1 is hit in the hole and into left field for a hit. Jacoby scores. We're tied at 4. RBI single by Kochekian. Booth goes to second. And here comes Nathan Miranda. He laid down a sack bunt first time up. These runs are all unearned. Now here comes Jason Schreiber on his way to the mound. And we're gonna have a pitching change. That's it for Crimmers. Crimmers goes 2 2/3. 3 hits allowed, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. 1 run is earned. As a new Dolphin pitcher comes in, we'll step out for 60 seconds. Now we're now tied at 4 here in the top of the third.
It's that time of year. Kickoff is football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with 2 locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at barcelonasports.com.
Have you guys seen the new 2017 Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda, drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5. And boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 290. In the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Lynn Michaels sent you.
New pitcher coming in here for Alvins, number 29, Noah Sills. Sophomore left-hander, 5'11", 160 out of Honolulu, Hawaii. He was Alvins' opening day starter. He started last Friday against Brookhaven. Recap what's happened in this inning. With one out, Redden reached on an E5. Then there were 2 outs, and then Finke popped one up right at home plate. Looked like it was going to be out number 3. And at the very last second, Willems was called off by Marino, and the ball dropped, hit right on the line. Ruled a fair ball. Everybody is safe. That was ruled a single. I know Jason Schreiber-Valvin, he'll put that down as another error in his book. And then Max Jacoby laced a 2-run triple off the left field wall. Booth was hit by a pitch, and then Kochekian just had a pinch hit RBI single as Sills delivers his first pitch, which is outside for ball 1. Popped up behind first. Almaguer near the line. And Almaguer in fair territory makes the over-the-shoulder catch. Not an easy play at all. It was a very tough play for Almaguer, but he makes it. And there's out number 3. However, Angelina gets 3 runs on 1, 2, 3 hits. Jacoby with 2 RBIs. And Kochekian with the other RBI. Bottom of the third we go. We're tied at four.
Strong offense and strong defense. That's how Delta Pine Bowl Guard 2X10 Flex varieties win this season. Varieties like DP1522B2XF, DP1549B2XF, and DP1646B2XF can provide the highest yield potential, premium fiber quality, and the most effective weed control solutions available. That's why Delta Pine is strong cotton. Delta Pine, dedicated to cotton, committed to Texas.
Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM for applicable grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide level corrections. The company is not approved for any part use.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, plan your stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-644-4455. The City of Katy, home of champions.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
First pitch here in the bottom of the fourth is a strike. With Sean Cannell out, Trey Albaugh now in the three spot here for Alvin leading off. Next pitch misses, counts 1-1. Ruben Almaguer and Troy Alexander will follow. One-one. Comes inside. It's his third inning of work here for Holstein. Two-one. Foul tipped into the mitt of Redden. 2-2.
You good, baby, right here, kid. Having a bat right here.
Good with two strikes.
Two, two. 2-2. High chopper over Holstein. Shortstop Miranda coming in. Fields it, fires on the run, and gets Al ball. Nice play by Miranda for out number one. Here's Almaguer, swings the first pitch, fouls it off for strike one. There is action in the Angelina bullpen.
Let's go, Rube, right here, baby. Stay small.
Almaguer hit a check swing roller, which catcher Red made a nice play on him in the first inning, the 0-1. Sweeping breaking balls outside.
Here we go, 2-8. Fire it up, kid. Here we go.
One-one. Ground ball in the hole. Backhanded by Miranda. Throws off balance to first. It's dug out by Kochekian for out number two.
Let's go, seven.
Two nice plays by Miranda, and here's Troy Alexander. Swing and a miss by Alexander for strike one. Alexander delivered a two-run single in the first.
T. Come on, TJ. See
your rib, kid. Find yours in your rib, man. Those are RBIs. 7 and 8 for Alexander as the next pitch is bounced up there.
Easy, baby. Easy. Let's go, babe.
One. Ground ball into right field for a base hit. Alexander turns on that pitch, and he's now 2 for 2. Hit number 6 for Alvin. So here's Matthew Marino. Marino popped up to first time up. We're over at first, close play, but Alexander dives back in safely. Back to other action in Region 14. Galveston is up in the Dallas area playing Seward County. Holstein didn't miss by much. Galveston's playing 2 games today against Seward County. Now to Marino is outside. San Jacinto is down in Florida. They just lost their first game of the year, lost 8-0 to Chipola. They got one more today. They'll wrap up their weekend. Wharton just got underway. They're playing 2 games against Baton Rouge. At Baton Rouge, the 2-0. And it's hit pretty well to left. Back is Finke looking up. Goodbye home run for Marino. A 2-run shot. And Alvin is back in front, 6-4. First home run of the season for Marino. His first game he did not play last weekend. Scoring fest continues here in our first game. Smith takes a strike. So Alvin has scored 2 runs in the first 3 innings.
Let's go, Shanae!
Breaking ball in there for a strike. 2 in the first, 2 in the second. Now 2 more here in the third for the Dolphins. Smith singled and scored in the second. That was ahead of the 2-run home run by Zane Willems. The 0-2. Swing and a miss as Holstein has his second strikeout of the ball game. However, Alvin retakes the lead. 2 out single by Alexander, followed by the 2-run home run by Matthew Marino. We'll go to the fourth. Now 6-4, Alvin.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On the Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
When children struggle in school, the frustration can seem overwhelming. You can blame your child, blame yourself, blame the system, or you can call the Tutoring Club. Give your child the chance he or she deserves. The Tutoring Club knows all students have the potential to succeed. And more important, the Tutoring Club guarantees to make it happen. Math, science, reading, writing, and study skills. The Tutoring Club focuses on the weaknesses. The Tutoring Club, 3612 West Main in League City. Call 281-338-0327. The Tutoring Club, a class above, guaranteed.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit Gridiron Heroes.
Going to the top of the fourth, as Sills on the mound for Alvin. Antonio Lima leading off as he laced the first pitch foul. Strike one. 9-1 and two hitters do appear for Angelina as they trail once again. Evion Benjamin, Tucker Redden will follow Lima. Lima delivered an RBI single in the second. Sills' next pitch is high. One, one. Popped up foul into the screen. One and two. Sills misses with his next pitch. Blinn has a 3-0 lead over Frank Phillips as they play in the bottom of the third. Said Wharton and Baton Rouge just underway. Look for a Galveston score here in a second. A 2-2 is popped up into the screen. Counts 2-2. Galveston won last night over Seward County 21-1. They're playing four games against Seward County up in Dallas this weekend.
Come on, Cole, let's go, kid. Right here, big dog.
2-2. Up and away. We'll see Navarro next weekend in the tournament. 3-2 is up and away. Ball four, and Lima is on again. So there's the leadoff man, Evion Benjamin. Navarro's the favorite to win a Region 14 East.
Good wheel, make sure one.
Come on, nine. First pitch. Fouled in the screen for strike one. Benjamin has flied out to Alexander, then he had a line shot to Alexander in center field. So he's 0 for 2. Sills next pitch drifts off the plate. Sills will check on Lima at first. We've had 10 runs come to the plate in the first three innings, four of them by Angelina. Alvin leading 6-4. There goes runner, swing and a miss. Throw down by Willems is going to be in time. Look, kind of a high throw by Willems, but Ward still had time to go down and apply the tag of Lima. The hit and run was on by Angelina. That was a late swing there by Benjamin. Counts one and two. Sills misses low and outside. Two-two. This hit foul, first baseline. Two-two. Popped up.
You got room.
Near the bag at first, Almaguer makes the catch in fair territory for out number two. So here's Tucker Redden. First pitch outside from Sills for ball one. Redden has reached base both times thanks to a couple errors. Officially in the books, he's 0 for 2 as he now has a 2-0 count. Sills misses for the third straight time. It's now 3-0. Alec Paz is on deck. Sills misses. And that's a four-pitch walk to Redden, who's on for the third straight time. Second walk in the inning issued by Sills. First pitch, outside ball one to Paz. He reached on error in the first inning, then he struck out. Swing and a miss. One one. Foul tipped in the mitt of Willems. Count goes to one and two. Two, swing and a miss as Sills collects his first strikeout. That ends the Roadrunner fourth inning. No runs, no hits. There are two walks in the inning, but they do not hurt Sills. We go to the bottom of the fourth in our first game. Two seven-inning games on tap here this afternoon, and it's 6-4, Alvin.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines. A tough and determined few, dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's that time of year. Kick off this football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Due up here for Alvin as they have a 6-4 lead. Zane Willems, Jermaine Ward, and Juan Correa. New pitcher now on the mound for Angelina. Number 5, Jared Sprinkle. Freshman right-hander, 6'3", 200-pounder. It's listed on here as hometown. It just says Central. First pitch. Fastball comes inside for ball one. Willems hit a two-run home run in the second inning. His first home run of the season. Fastball swing and a miss. Looks like Sprinkle's bringing it. So Holstein goes three innings for the Roadrunners. Seven hits, six runs, no walks, two strikeouts. Swing and a miss again by Willems, and it's 1-2.
Hey, battle up, 1-8.
Breaking ball. Misses the inside corner. Two, two. Fastball. Shot foul. Third base line.
Okay,
2-2 from Sprinkle. Ground ball to third. Jacoby up with it. Low throw, and Kochekian can't dig it out. And Willems reaches. E5 on the play. First error for Angelina. Here's Jermaine Ward. The red shirt freshman out of Round Rock takes loaf ball one. Ward had the game-winning hit last Saturday in game one over Temple. Showing bunt now is Ward. He bunts up the first base line. Kochekian coming over, fields it. Underhand tosses to Lima covering over there at first. Retired Ward on the sack bunt. Moving to second is Willems. And here comes Juan Correa. Correa's 1-for-2. First pitch of Correa, breaking ball in there for a strike. Yeah, one. Fastball. Right in there, 0-2. Good life on this fastball from Sprinkle. Long pause here by Sprinkle. Now he delivers. This is long. Pass the diving third baseman. Willems will score. Correa on his way to second. And that is an RBI double off the bat of Correa, 7-4. Alvin, third double of the season for Correa. That's his first RBI. Here's Benavidez. First pitch. Outside corner, right at the knees. Strike one. Yeah, one. Didn't miss by much. Sprinkle takes a peek at Correa at second, brings a 1-1, and that's a tap foul back behind the plate. Off from second. 1-2. Ground ball in the hole. Pass the diving. Moran in the left center field. Correa being waved home. He's going to score. RBI single for Benavidez. His second hit of the day. 8-4. Alvin now doubling up Angelina. Fifth RBI of the season for Benavidez.
There's all you need to know right there. There's your improvement sheet.
Before Al Ball steps in, catcher Redden having a few words with Sprinkle on the mound. Now for the fourth straight inning, Alvin has put up a two spot on the board.
Let's go, Trent.
It's only one out here for the Dolphins as Al Ball chops it slowly back to Sprinkle. Sprinkle will only look to first base as he gets the out of Al Ball. Benavidez moves to second. One to three on that put out. And here's Ruben Almaguer.
Let's go, Ruben. Keep us going, 2-8.
Almaguer takes low and it gets away from Redden. Going third is Benavidez. Wild pitch. Almaguer is 0-2. shortstop Miranda made a nice play on Almaguer last time up.
There you go, Ruben. Get him in, 2A. Get him in, babe. Come on out, kid. 2A.
Go, big
Rube. We got Rube.
At the ball. At the
ball.
And a balk is called now on Sprinkle. Jeff Livin, home plate umpire. Discussing it. Looked like Almaguer called or wanted time, and then that kind of messed up Sprinkle. And home plate umpire said it's balk.
Well, you know, you are. That's what I got to
tell me what square is. I'll be watching the rest of this game. We'll be square. That'll be perfect, perpendicular.
With runners on. With runners on.
Kind of hear some of the conversation going on. It's now Living is back in the dugout. So that's the third run of the inning for Alvin. Now 9-4, Dolphins, 5 unanswered runs. Next pitch, fouled in the screen. One. Ground ball to third. Up with it is Jacoby. Long throw across the diamond, and again it's low. And Kochekian can't dig it out. Second error in the inning on Jacoby. Here comes Troy Alexander, 2-for-2. Both hits have been singles, and he got 2 RBIs back in the first. Hits this one high and deep to center. Benjamin back at the wall looking up, and that clears the high center field wall for a 2-run shot by Alexander. An impressive tape measure shot, third home run of the season for Alexander. Alvin has now put up a 5 spot. Those 2 runs are unearned. Another run in this inning is also unearned on those 2 errors. Here's Matthew Marino. He left the yard last time up. Pitches inside, ball 1. 11-4 now, Alvin. And Marino is walking up the third baseline. He wants to have some words with the assistant coach, Zach Ellis. Now the 1-0. Sprinkle misses outside, 2-0. So 3 home runs now in the game for Alvin.
Come on, Matt.
2-0. Outside, 3-0. Willems reached on error to begin the inning. Sacrifice the second. RBI double by Correa. An RBI single by Benavidez. There's a strike. Almaguer reached on an error. Benavidez scored on a balk. Then we just had the 2-run home run by Alexander as there's ball 4 to Marino. That gets Tyler Smith to the plate. 9th Dolphin coming to the plate. So they batted around here in the fourth. Before Smith comes to the plate, Jeff Liven is on his way to the mound. Now there's action in the Angelina bullpen. Quick conversation on the mound with head coach Jeff Liven. He's on his way back to the dugout. So here's Tyler Smith. He's 1-for-2. Takes ball one. Fouled into the screen. There's a strike. One and two to Smith. Sprinkle delivers. Chopper to first. Gocheckian has it. He's going to flip to Sprinkle, covering the bag at first, and there is the third out for the Roadrunners. However, Alvin gets five runs. Three of them will be unearned. RBIs by Correa, Benavidez, and then the two-run home run by Alexander. We'll go with a fifth. 11-4, Alvin.
Maaco's America's Body Shop. Let them turn the car you drive back into the car you love. Accidents happen, but don't give up your car. Bring it to Maaco. Locally owned and operated, our shops offer a nationwide warranty and get you back on the road and on your next adventure. Maaco makes it easy, affordable, and reliable every time. Come in for a free estimate on your paint or collision repair today. Stop by Maaco at 9350 FM 1960 Road West in Houston or visit online at MaacoHoustonWest.com to book an appointment. Better get Maaco of Northwest Houston.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, plan your stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-644-4455. The City of Katy, home of champions.
Noah Sills still will be on the mound here for Alvin. Jacob Finke, Max Jacoby, Chris Booth, 4-5-6 hitters coming to the plate for Angelina. Finke singled and scored. Last plate appearance, he's 1-for-2 overall. Sills misses up and away, ball one. Popped up in the infield, right side of the infield. First baseman Al McGeer behind the bag, and the wind playing a little tricks on him, and he can't catch it. Ruled an error, E3.
keep your head up. Let's go,
Mick. Here's Max Jacoby. Hit a two-run triple off the left field wall. Last time up. Takes high for ball one. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Sills will lob a throw over to first.
Next pitch is yours to win.
One, one. Back to a breaking ball, stays outside. One swing and a miss. Big swing there by Jacoby. Two, two. A little bit high. Full count. Now Jacoby, 3-2. Finke not going at first. 3-2 is a swing and a miss. Sills gets his second strikeout. And here's Chris Booth. Booth has walked, and then he was hit by a pitch. Curveball in there for a strike. Yo, one fastball hit right up the middle, base hit. Holding at second will be Finke. Booth on for the third straight time. It's just the fourth hit, I can't believe it, for Angelina. Correction, fifth hit. And one of those hits was counted as the pop-up was dropped at home plate. Here's Kochekian. He has one of the hits. This is his second at bat. Takes a strike.
Ready to go, kid. Ready to go.
Come on, Check. Come on, Check.
What do you say, 2-8? Let's go 2-8. Right here, kid.
In there, what about
okay. Right here? Hey, Check. What do you say, Check? Go 2-8. Go, Philby. Go, ground ball, kid.
All right.
Right there. All right.
Next pitch. Stays outside.
What do you say, 2-8?
Four runs, five hits, two errors for Angelina. 11 runs, 10 hits, five errors for Alvin. One, one. It's high.
There.
Runners take their leads 2-1. Low and inside, 3-1.
Go 2-8.
Sills turns, looks, Finke back to second. Now Sills is ready, delivers, misses up and away, ball four, that loads the bases. Here comes Jason Schreiber out of Alvin dugout. Nobody throwing in the Alvin bullpen. Our first game is just crawling along. We even started 3 minutes ahead of schedule. Approaching 2 hours here in our first game. We're only in the top of the fifth. At the mound has concluded. Nathan Miranda is the batter. Eighth place hitter in the lineup. First pitch, outside ball one. Finke is your runner at third. Booth, your runner at second. Kochekian at first. There's a strike. Marino's even with the bag at third. Same with Almaguer at first. Ward and Correa playing back up the middle. One one. Popped up in the infield. Sills will give way to the first baseman, Almaguer, who makes a catch. So there's the second out. Willems is having a few words with Sills before Antonio Lima steps in. Lima, RBI single and a walk. First pitch now coming to Lima, and there's a strike. It's two outs. Now Almaguer is playing back behind the runner at first. Marino playing back behind the bag at third. The 0-1. Check swing goes foul. So Sills is up on Lima, 0-2. All three runners take their leads. The 0-2. Swing and a miss in the dirt. Willems. All he has to do is touch home plate, and he does for the third out. Willems, in this case, didn't have to throw down to first. Force out is right at home plate. So Sills gets his third strikeout. That ends the inning for Angelina. They load the bases, but they come up empty. No runs, one hit, three men left. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's 11-4, Alvin.
Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa draft, son, they're the best in town.
Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true.
Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
We go to the bottom of the fifth. New pitcher on the mound for Angelina. Right-hander coming in. Be a third pitcher here in game one for the Roadrunners. It's number 31, Tyler Brockner, sophomore, 6'1", 90, out of Cleveland, Texas. One hitter's coming to play here for Alvin. Zane Willems, Jermaine Ward, and then Juan Correa. First pitch to Willems, outside, ball one.
Let's go, Brock.
1-0. Ground ball to third, and it eats up Jacoby, and Willems is going to make it to first. So, Willems is on for the third straight time. Last hop, eight up, Jacoby. Be a third error on Angelina. And here's Jermaine Ward. Ward showing bunt, puts it down to third base line. Jacoby coming in, gloves, now fires over to first and gets the play on Ward on the sack bunt. Moving to second is Willems. Second straight sack bunt put down by Ward. And now here's Juan Correa. For Correa. Steps in. Jason Schreiber comes out, says something to the second base umpire, and now the umpires are getting together. And that last play will stand. It's an out. So now here's Correa, 2-for-3, RBI double last time for the freshman. First pitch. There's a strike.
Keep working, Brockner. Keep doing it here, babe.
Willems takes his lead off second. The 0-1 is low and outside.
Let's go, Bob.
1-1. Coming to Correa. Here it is. High chopper to short. Miranda has it on the short hop. Fires over to first, and that retires Correa. Holding at second is Willems. We have a pinch hitter here for Benavidez. Number 11, Chance Caps. Freshman at a Magnolia, with the Magnolia West High School, 6'1", 165. Lines this one in the left. That's a good drop in for a hit. Willems being held at third. The throw comes all the way into home plate. Caps never stops running. He'll take second. Pinch single for Caps. And I believe that was the first at bat for Caps on the season. I don't see him in the stats anywhere from last week. So Caps singles in his very first collegiate at bat. And here's Al Ball. Breaking ball. Dropped in there for a strike.
Come on now, Trey. Get your red bag. Find your pizza one, kid.
Deal one. Stabbed by the catcher, Redden, as that pitch was low and away. 1-1. Alvin has scored at least two runs in every inning thus far. They haven't scored one yet here in the fifth, but they got two runners in scoring position. Time call to the plate by Al Ball. Now Brockner ready, brings a 1-1 as line and gloved by Brockner. You guys hit it right up the middle, but Brockner snares it out of the air for out number three. No runs, one hit, two men left for the Dolphins. We'll head to the sixth, 11-4, Alvin.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
Toyota Thought is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
Top of the lineup here for Angelina. Sills still in for Alvin. First pitch swing pops it up. Foul territory. First baseman Almaguer over nearing the fence, but it goes out of play.
back in there.
Evian Benjamin leading off. Tucker Redden, Alec Paz will follow. The 0-1 lined over second into right center field. Benavidez watches it go all the way to the wall, so extra bases here for Benjamin. He'll hold in at second. And a leadoff double. Correction. Caps is now in and right. Not Benavidez anymore. That's the first hit of the game for Benjamin. And here's Tucker Redden.
To me.
Day for Redden so far. Reached on E6, then he reached on E5, then he walked.
Four.
Now first pitch, and fouling it over at home plate is Redden. On its way, up and away. Now it's 2-2. Benjamin takes the lead off second. 2-2. Swing and a miss in the dirt as Willems applies a tag at home plate of Redden. There's out number one. Strikeout number four for Sills. Here's Alec Paz. Up and away, ball one.
Pause, let's go, kid.
1-0. Foul tipped into the mitt of Willems.
Nice and loose, Tim. Come on, bud.
Come on, ball. There it goes, man.
Hey, what's that guy? What's that guy? Pause.
1-1. Floats outside, 2-1. Still have another game to go after this one. We're in the sixth. This is a 7-inning game. Our next game is also 7 innings. 2-1. Pitch looked pretty good, but it was called a ball. Now 3-1.
Come on,
Getting over, Noah.
3-1. Bowed into the screen.
All right, we got one.
We got up right here.
Right, too anxious here.
Put the ball. Right here, kid.
Three, two. Foul to the screen. Count holds here, 3-2. Scoring looks like this. Angelina has one in the second, three in the third. For Alvin, two in the first, two in the second, two in the third, five in the fourth.
Right there.
3-2 again is inside. Ball four gets away from Willems. Taking third is Benjamin. Fourth walk issued by Sills. There is a right-hander throwing in the Alvin bullpen. In steps Jacob Finke, cleanup man for Angelina. First pitch, ground ball to third, but it gets by Marino and down the left field line. Benjamin scores. Paz going to third, and going into second is Finke. It's now 11-5. Rule that a hit. So Finke gets an RBI. Second hit. You could say that ruling could go either way.
Let's go, Max. Coming up, kid. Let's go, Maxwell.
Here's Max Jacoby. Angelina trying to claw their way back into this one. First pitch is low, ball one. Jacoby's one for three, two-run triple. Back in the third. Right at the third baseman, Marino, who makes a catch. Runners quickly get back to their respective bags on out number two. So Jacoby lines out to third. And here's Chris Booth. First pitch popped up, and that'll get out of play for strike one. Booth has walked. He's been hit by a pitch, and then he singled. He scored once. Next pitch, curveball in there for a strike. Yo, two. Swing and a miss, and that'll end the Roadrunner sixth inning. They get a run on two hits, double by Benjamin. And then an RBI single by Finke. That was a fifth strikeout for Sills. Go to the bottom of the sixth. It's now Alvin 11, Angelina, 5.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
High school sports fans, Vibe Houston High School Sports Magazine is your one source for all of your local high school sports information. Vibe is the only publication completely dedicated to high school sports, and it's absolutely free. You can pick up your Vibe magazine at local selected Kroger and TimeWise stores or at all Freddy locations, or go to VibeHouston.com for a location near you. And to check out Vibe for online, up-to-the-minute features, videos, and rankings, Vibe Houston High School Sports Magazine, completely dedicated to your kids, your schools, and your community. Mike, we're in the game.
Go be a leadoff now, bud.
She has the largest roller eyes. It didn't say a thing.
First pitch here in the bottom of the sixth is a strike. Brockner still on the mound here for Angelina. Second inning of work for the sophomore from Cleveland. Ruben Almaguer batting first for Alvin. Counts now 1-1. For Angelina, it's been Holstein, Sprinkle, and now Brockner. Almaguer's 0-3. Next pitch miss, 2-1. Yeah. 2-1 is hit to second on a couple hops. Lima drops it momentarily, but then picks it up and fires over to first to get Almaguer. Here comes C.J. Alexander. First pitch is hit pretty well to center. Benjamin, though, coming in, and he can't make the sliding catch. Caroms away from him. Alexander heading into second, and he'll make it in standing up. Ball was tailing away from Benjamin. Also sinking. It was a very tough play for Benjamin. That's another hit for Alexander. He's 4-for-4. Just a triple away from a cycle. Here's Matthew Marino. First pitch is skied to left center. Benjamin Finke, this will be Finke making the catch. Alexander will go halfway down the line, but will retreat back to second on out number two. Tyler Smith, 1-for-3 is Smith. First pitch up and away, ball one. Brockner delivers, his ball is hit on the ground. Second baseman Lima knocks it down. picks it up, fires over to first, and that retires Smith and the Dolphins here in the sixth inning. No runs, one hit, one man left. We head to the seventh. Alvin just three outs away from taking our first game. It's 11-5, Alvin.
It's that time of year. Kick off this football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at barcelonasports.com.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy, just minutes from the Merrill Center. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com.
The next time you stay to play in Katy, stay at the Hilton Garden Inn Houston West at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-644-2400. The City of Katy, home of champions.
Top of the seventh inning. And Alvin is bringing in Cameron Calhoun, redshirt freshman pitcher. Try and close this one out. Alvin up by six. It's 11-5. For Alvin, it's been Primers, Sills, and now Calhoun. This is the bottom of the lineup. Angelina, Kochekian, Miranda, and Lima. First pitch just misses for ball one. Next pitch is hit off the end of the bat, rolls to the first baseman, Al McGeer. He's going to take it himself, and there's the first out. Here in the top of the seventh, three unassisted. Here's Nathan Miranda. First pitch to Miranda, swing and a miss. Next pitch is high. Miranda's 0 for 2 with a sack bunt. 1-1. Again, it's high. Calhoun really brings it with the fastball. Also a transfer from Cisco Junior College. Next pitch is high. Three-one coming into Miranda, and that's popped up behind first. Now in foul territory, Al McGeer is over. Al McGeer will give way to Caps, who comes over from his right field spot and makes a catch for out number two.
Not done. Two out.
Yeah, that's actually calling it.
So Angelina down to their final out here in our first game. Lima, 1 for 2 with a walk. Takes outside ball one. One oh, it's high. Two oh. Up and in. Three O is high for ball four. Four pitch walk to Lima.
We got two. Short back up the middle.
So Lima's been on now 3 out of 4 times. And here's leadoff man Evian Benjamin. Benjamin's 1 for 4, doubled and scored last time up. There's a strike. Almaguer not holding on. Lima at first. The 0-1. A little bit off the plate.
Come six, come six.
There you go, kid.
Come on, kid.
There goes runner. This is popped up. This should end the ball game near the bag at first. Almaguer makes the catch in fair territory, and that is the conclusion of our first game. Alvin wins it 11-5. Alvin goes to 3-1 on the season. Got a big boost in the offense here in our first game, including 3 home runs. Scored those 11 runs in the first 4 innings. Got a 2-run single by T.J. Alexander in the first, a 2-run home run by Zane Willems in the second, 2-run home run by Matthew Marino in the third, had an RBI double by Correa, RBI single by Benavidez, and a 2-run home run by T.J. Alexander in the fourth. For Angelina, they got one in the second, RBI single by Lima. They got 3 in the third. 2-run triple by Jacoby. RBI single by Kochekian. Then they added one more in the sixth. RBI single by Finke. As that is a wrap here in game one. 5 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for Angelina. 11 runs, 12 hits, 5 errors for Alvin. See, it's 2:27. So game two will start right at 3 o'clock. Here's another 7-inning game coming up. Alvin will be going for the sweep. Angelina will try and salvage one here this afternoon as Angelina falls to 0-5 on the year. Game two coming up here in about 30 minutes. We'll go back on the air at 2:55 to get you set for game two. One last time, your final here in game one. It's Alvin 11, Angelina 5. We'll be right back.
This game has been brought to you by Mainly Sandwiches. Franchises are now available. Call 713-942-2150. Don McGill Toyota, Katy. Who will? Don McGill will. Rudy's Barbecue, Country Store and Barbecue, next in line. Octane Energy Drink, the ultimate all-in-one energy drink mix. The United States Marine Corps, the few, the proud, the Marines. Joe Myers Toyota, where smart buyers shop Joe Myers. Earl Campbell Sausage, a true Texas legend, takes them home tonight. Westside Chevrolet, the smart way to buy is at Westside Chevy. Domino's Pizza, oh yes we did. Altex Electronics, what you need when you need it. Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitters since 1956. TSRN Social Networks, tweet, text, and Facebook, and get TSRN notifications. Associated Credit Union of Texas. Saving, checking, loans, we've got that. Red Haas Nissan on 249. We've got it all in Tomball. Economic Alliance of the Houston Port Region. Setting economies in motion. TSRN on the go. Download TSRN smartphone app and take TSRN everywhere you are. On the go. And by the Texas Sports Network and its affiliated companies. TSN, TSRN, TSRN Produce, the Premium Channel, and TSRN TV. We didn't invent sports broadcasting. We make it better.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.